Hello students, today we will proceed with lesson 13, that is motion and time. This is the second module of the chapter, and in the previous module we discussed about pendulum and its time period. There is a very interesting story about the discovery of time period of the pendulum. Once the famous scientist Galileo Galilei was sitting in a church and he was noticing the lamp suspended from the ceiling with a chain move slowly from one side to another. He found that his pulse beat the same number of times during the interval in which the lamp completed one oscillation. He was amazed by this discovery, and later he experimented with number of pendulums, and he found that a pendulum of a given length takes always the same time to complete one oscillation. This discovery led to the development of pendulum clocks. Next, let us discuss about the very small units of time. In a clock, the smallest unit that we can measure is 1 second. But there are some special clocks that can measure time intervals as smaller as 1 millionth or even 1 billionth of a second. 1 millionth of a second is called microsecond, and 1 billionth of a second is called nanosecond. These type of clocks are used in scientific researches, and in sports we use clocks which can measure 1/10th and 1/100th of a second. Larger units of time are centuries and millenniums. Century is a period of 100 years and millennium is a period of 1000 years, and ages of stars and planets are expressed in billion of years. This was all about the measurement of time. Now let us go back to speed. Speed of an object can be measured if we know the distance covered by an object and the time taken. Suppose if a car moves a distance of 100 kilometers in 2 hours, we can find out the speed by taking the formula distance divided by time, that is 100 divided by 2, that is 50 kilometers per hour. If we know the speed of the object and time, we can find out the distance covered, and the formula will be distance is equal to speed into time. In this case, 50 multiplied by 2, and that is 100 kilometers. And if we know the distance covered by the object and the speed, we can find out time taken. The formula will be time is equal to distance divided by speed. And in this case, it will be 100 divided by 50, that is 2 hours. Now let's see about the measuring instruments for speed and distance. In the vehicles, on the dashboard, you must have seen semicircular structures with a needle and some numerical markings. One is speedometer and the other one is odometer. As the name suggests, speedometer tells us the speed of the moving object, that is vehicle, and odometer tells us the distance covered by the vehicle. And nowadays, there is another meter which tells us the volume of the fuel present in the vehicle. And you know, students, the rockets and the launching satellites into the Earth's orbit often attain the speed up to 8 kilometers per second. And on the other hand, there are organisms which are very, very slow in their motion, like snail and tortoise. A tortoise can only move up to 8 centimeters per second, and snails will be even slower. So let's recap, students. We discussed about discovery of time period, very small and large units of time, speed, speedometer, and odometer. So this was all about in this module, students. Thank you.